we still have some houses like that in Cali.
But you can't remember any particular term for this kitchen that was built separate. Do you have any idea
what's that term? Well, you had it because I want to learn too.
Well, kitchen house or summer kitchen, something like that. What do you suppose the rationale was for building it that particular way? You have any idea?
Well, that's probably where, what's the man's name? You can't stand the heat down the kitchen. So probably, since most of the heat was there most of the time, they probably felt that if that caught a fire, we'd catch the rest of the house. And then the fumes and everything else would not probably contaminate that problem.
Have you ever heard of a little room that's just off the kitchen where you might store maybe canned goods or extra dishes or something like that?
Pantry?
Ever heard that referred to as anything else?
I was thinking when you mentioned it. Well, offhand, no. Maybe you might be able to refresh my memory.
Buttery, perhaps. Kitchen closet. Safe. Any of those? Okay. What would you call just a lot of old worthless things that maybe a broken chair or something that you have around just can't bear to throw away? You just refer to that collectively as what?
Junk.
It's junk. What about anything else you might call junk?
Scraps.
Scraps. Okay. What about what would you call a room that you might store this sort of thing in? Say, I'm just going to put this in the...
Well, I call it my house. I never heard of that.
Would you just say junk room?
A junk room, yeah.
Okay.
Junk room when I was... Yeah, or either utility room, you know. Sometimes people just throw things in the utility room, you know. But they can use it later on.
Mm-hmm.
But we had one back there. We throw everything in it, you know.
Okay. What would you say a lot of women do right when they get up, when they wake up? They go around the house and they do what? They just pick something up here and there and straighten something there. You say she's just... Or if you're sweeping the floor, what would you be doing? You're
cleaning?
Just cleaning up. Have you ever heard anybody say, instead of cleaning up something else, maybe tidy up?
I've heard that term.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call, talking about sweeping, what do you call that thing that you sweep with?
Vacuum thing?
Okay. Broom. All right. More manual sort of thing. Have you ever seen different types of brooms?
Yes,
you got the what kind?
Well, you have a store-bought kind. Then you have a straw broom.
Straw broom.
I've seen that right.
How would you rate them as far as efficiency goes?
Oh. Here again, well, I would say in comparison with the broom that we're utilizing, or maybe 75%, 80%, I think the main gist of the whole thing came from that broom. They just put a handle on it, you know. And a little strong straw, you know.
Okay.
Bristles.
Okay. If the broom were in the, maybe in that other room there in the corner and the door was open so that you couldn't see the broom, if I asked where the broom were, you'd say the broom is...
Behind the door?
Behind the door. What about years ago, women usually reserved Mondays for doing one particular thing. They usually on Monday did their, or maybe still do.
One thing I can possibly think about is washing.
All right, washing. Mm-hmm. And you call that collectively the washing and the ironing they're doing their...
Laundry.
Yeah, laundry. Are there any particular days that are reserved for certain types of work, maybe Monday for laundry, Tuesday for something else that you know of?
In my household? No.
Okay. What about if the way that I got up from the yard to that part of the house was that I climbed